Welcome to the Water Podcast. Water is a tool for testing web applications. You can find more about water in episode 1. This is episode 4. Today is July 8th, 2008. My name is Željko Filipin. Before I start with the interview today, I would like to let you know that I recorded 2 more shows, one with Walter Kruse and one with Tiffany Fodor, and I hope I'll publish them in the next few weeks. With me today is Jeroen.
Correct.
Jeroen, would you please tell us your last name and something about you?
Yeah, well, I'm from the Netherlands, and my name is pronounced Jeroen van Meenen. I'm 37 years old at the moment, having a wife and some kids, and I'm the open source lead developer of the Watin project.
What do you do in life?
I'm a developer at Linkit Projects, a small company in the Netherlands. And we work currently for a bank in the Netherlands and develop a web application. They're doing it in an agile way. So it's a nice job, and it's constantly innovative. We are working with .NET at the moment, of course, and The of course is because we use what in there as well. Using .NET, using ASPX files, all the nice stuff like an Hibernate unit testing. Well, as it should be in an agile project.
Great. Do you listen to podcasts?
Yes. I listen to .NET Rocks. This is famous within .NET world. And Scott Hanselman has a nice podcast as well. I listen to your podcast, of course.
Oh, great. How did you get into computers?
That was when I was young, very young for that scenario. The MSX computers were my first PCs for a hobby. My father told me how to program, and I started programming even before I had a computer by writing down some code. So, I was there very early. And when the computer arrived, I started my started typing in the computer program I've written down. Well, failed horribly, of course, but that's where my first lines of programming.
You wrote
doing it ever since. Yeah.
Sorry, you wrote code by hand on a paper.
Yeah, on paper. Yeah.
Oh, you're a true geek.
Yeah, I think I was 11 years old or something, so
Oh, I got my first computer even sooner than you.
Okay.
So, but I'm younger, I guess. How do you get into software testing?
I've been a software developer since I graduated. And developing software was always nice, but I always felt that testing was difficult. I developed a lot of applications in VB6, Visual Basic 6, and it was hard to test those applications. There were no unit testing frameworks at that moment, so I felt that I needed something, but I couldn't test it at that time. And then I went to a more manager role. I got a manager of a development team. And in that period, I decided I wanted to work less days, 4 days a week, if it was possible, because my first kid was born, and I liked to spend some more time with him. But it wasn't possible to stay manager, so I had to pick another function in that firm. And the position of test automator was free at that moment, and it was something that needs to be developed in the company there at that moment. So that's how I turned into testing, and I liked it. I liked the testing user interfaces and the application we created was a web application. So that was my first encounter with testing.
That's also your introduction to automation, right?
True. Yeah. True.
Did you have any contacts with Water written in Ruby?
Yeah, we used a commercial application when I started at the function of Test Automator, and the product was nice, but it started to fail and fail on me hard from time to time. And we didn't get any support or not enough from the selling company. So I started looking around because I was I could write programs in C# at that moment, and we did a lot of programming in C# in the company. So it was obvious that I thought, well, we could use C# or whatever language to automate our tests. So I went looking on the internet and I found some stuff we could use in .NET, but there wasn't a real nice framework, in my opinion, at that moment. And then I met Wattier for the first time. And, well, I liked the API, but I couldn't convey my manager that we should use Ruby to write tests, because, well, that was introducing another language in the company, and no, all the argumentations you probably can figure out. So then I started to transform it, to copy it to .NET to make it possible to write those tests with C#, and well, that went very well. My boss was happy and I was happy as well. So.
How do you pronounce your project?
Okay, yeah. Well, I've been. It's called Watten. In Dutch, I would say Watten, but that's very flat Dutch. So, Watten. It is a web application testing in .NET.
Yeah, right. Charlie Baker at our Water IC channel asked, "What's current status of Watten?"
The current status is, well, we have a 1.3 version coming up. It's taking a bit longer than I expected because, well, I don't have as much time as I thought I would have. So, but it's finished at this moment. I'm writing the release notes, and then it will be uploaded somewhere this month. We have also a community technology preview CTP version of the 2.0 version of Watten. And that will provide Firefox support as well. It has Firefox support at this moment.
Wow, you are in front of Water, right?
Well, Water and Firewater are, I think, on the same page with the 2.0 version of Watten. So we need the 2.0 version, the CTP version at this moment, is completely interface based. So you need to write against interfaces to make it all work. And the 1.3 version of Watten is you write against the objects, against the instances. So we currently are refactoring the code to the 1.3 code to make it possible to still write against the instances of an object instead of writing against interfaces. And that's a big task ahead still. So, yeah, I think we're on the same page as the Watten and Firewater are at this moment.
Do you have a roadmap for Watten?
Well, the Firefox support is one thing that's currently taking all our resources, and I think that's the major thing for now. But there's no for the future. Well, we will see. I like to have Silverlight support somewhere. But that's, I think I can't start working on that before December this year. So, yeah, oh, that's
so
a long way.
Late this year, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have live community in Watten, like Water has?
I think there is more communication on the Water mailing list than there is on the Watten mailing list. I see more people helping each other out on the Water list than there is done on the Watten list. Mainly, maybe that I am too much in charge of giving answers, so I give the right answer and people are waiting for my answer. I don't know, but there's not a lot of communication going on there.
How much developers Watten has? It's only you?
We're currently with 3 developers. Edward Wild has done some major development on the CTP of the 2.0 version, and Jeff Brown, also the developer of the MBUnit and Galio project, does some regular contributions to the project as well.
And the three of you are the only one? Are there somebody who participated before but left the project?
No, not really. No, these are the three people who currently are working and in the past as well. Yeah.
You're in charge of support, and you're also in charge of documentation?
Or is there... Yeah, true. Yeah.
So it's almost a one-man band, right?
It's almost a one-man band, indeed. Yeah, I get contributions from time to time, and I appreciate it very much. But yeah, it's mainly me who's doing the typing. Yeah.
I hope this podcast will try somebody there to help out.
Yeah, they're welcome. Very welcome.
What do you like? Why do you like testing, and what do you like about it?
Well, I think testing is it's needed basically, because without a test, one thought worker, I forgot his name at the moment, once said, "A code without tests is hope," and well, that's how I think about writing tests as well. You need them to prove that your program is right, and you can do that in various ways. I see what in or water as an integration test, but I write a lot of unit tests as well to prove that my program is working correctly, my code. Yeah. And yeah, I like it from a developer point of view. That's my the way I see testing from my perspective. It's not that I am a real tester in the sense that I could do it manually as well. That's not my, I'm not good at that point. I'm just a coder who's writing tests. Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about the application you're working on? It's a .NET application, right?
Yeah, so we are writing a .NET application. We're using Anhibernate for the backend to store the information. And on the front end, it's ASPX. We use the Model View Presenter pattern in there to be able to test most of the logic that is involved in displaying information. We have a nice business layer, of course, and a service layer in there. And we have about 400 what-in tests with some 1,000 asserts in it. And those tests are running, taking half an hour to test your whole application. And the unit tests that we are writing for the application, well, those are, I think, between 5,000 to 7,000 tests we have written to test the whole application. And we can run them on our developer machines within 8 minutes. So, yeah, it's an impressive and a big application. I can't talk a lot about it because it's too confidential for the bank. It's the architecture is nice, and it's a nice application.
It's a banking application, right?
It's a banking application. It's for internal use of the bank. Yeah.
Did I miss it? Did you say when did you start using Water?
We started last year in July. I joined the company I'm working at this moment, and since then we wrote about 400 tests to prove that the UI is working. And I started the Watin project back in 2005.
It's 3 years. 3 years,
yeah,
right?
Almost 3 years. In December this year, it will be 3 years. Yeah.
A long time.
Long time it is. Yeah. And it's fun to see how it is growing in number of downloads is the only real number I can measure, but well, the blogs people are writing about it, and you see how it's growing.
What are you using Water for? You said you're using it for verification of UI, right?
True, yeah.
It's like regression smoke tests?
Yeah, smoke tests. We have, you might say we have two kinds of tests in our current suite. Walkthroughs, you might say, smoke tests. So you hit some functionality in the application. And it's, for instance, a wizard, and you go through the wizard to see that the end result is correct. But we also do a smaller test, you might say, just on a web page, for instance, where sorting of a column is tested because there is some need for it by the customer. So we test like that. We have also written like NBehave or RSpec functionality more in the Ruby world. there's an R behave, I guess, as well. So we implement the user stories that are written by the customer in code, and we use Watin to walk through the scenarios and test those scenarios through the user interface, and that's working quite well, as quite nice as well.
I have some more questions from the WaterIC channel. By the way, do you have a WaterIC channel?
No, I don't. No.
Yeah, I'm trying to promote it on the podcast because there is about 5 to 10 people on the IRC channel. I hope to get more.
Yeah.
So start with the questions. Some of the questions I already asked were asked by Brett at the IRC channel. The next one is also from him. You've talked about it already. What do you like about Water? You said that you like the API, right?
True. Yeah, the API is quite small and simple to comprehend. You can start quickly, and that's what triggered me to start using something like that API. I think it's communicating well to the user of the API the things you can do with Water or Watin to automate your tests. That's what attracted me.
I took a look at Watin code samples at Watin site, and it looks pretty similar to Ruby implementations.
Yeah, I needed to make some changes to the API. For instance, the way you find an element on a page in Ruby, you can say text field, and then you name the attribute which you are looking for and the value it should be. But in Watin or in C#, this syntax isn't possible, so I had to come up with a different syntax. And we use their a helper class called find. And this has some static methods which return an object again, and in that object there's some information about which attributes should be found and which value it should have. So there are some compromises made, but overall I try to adhere as much to the Water API as possible to give people the same feeling as well. You see a lot of people using Water as well as Watin, so, and the other way around as well, so people can switch easily, and that's mainly the reason people can switch easily and have the same experience in both languages.
Did the syntax you choose work out for you? I guess it did.
Yeah, it did. Currently, C# has the new syntax possibility of lambda expressions, I would say. And that is even helping me out more to make it more a fluent interface than it already is. So yeah, there are some improvements in the language as well, which help out to make Watin even easier, I guess. But it worked out quite nice. Yeah, it's not as dynamic as Ruby is, because it is a statically typed language, C#, but I guess with the compromises I made, I came a long way.
Maybe I'm showing my ignorance now, but isn't there a Ruby implementation in .NET?
True. Yeah. There is. It's called Iron Ruby, and it's running on top of the DLR, which is running on top of the CLR, which is the .NET framework. It should be possible to run Water in Iron Ruby. I haven't tried it yet, but it should be possible. The drawback of doing it that way is that the API is only available for dynamic languages within the .NET environment. So if you would like to use it from an F# or C# or Visual Basic .NET, then it isn't possible to communicate with that that implementation in Iron Ruby. But you can only, it's only from the dynamic languages to the static languages, which is supported at this moment by Microsoft. You can't go the other way around. So there is still a hurdle.
I have another question. I'm working as a tester in a .NET shop, and I'm writing water tests in Ruby. And How would you convince me to switch to Wharton?
If you are a true tester and not a developer, I won't encourage you to switch.
Yeah, I'm
simply.
I'm
and why? Well, the reason not to switch, in my opinion, is that what they are still and Ruby still has a better way to express things in a dynamic and fluent interface, in a dynamic language and in a fluent interface. So you can make a more domain-specific language and write your test with that domain-specific language you created, which isn't possible or isn't used usual for C# developers. So I think Ruby is more of a language it's which better fits a tester. But if you are a developer developing in C# or Visual Basic .NET or any other .NET language, I think the bridge is easier to make when you use Watson instead of Water. So I think I would prefer Ruby as the language to write tests in instead of a C# environment. So I won't encourage you to make the switch, but if you would become a developer in your project, yeah, then you should maybe think it over.
Fair enough. We have more questions from Water IC channel. What don't you like about Water, or in your case, about Water?
Well, I think it is very tightly coupled at this moment, at least, to the Internet Explorer object model, which is a good thing for performance, but which is a bad thing for running your tests in parallel on the same machine or on different machines, because you need to set up, make a different, a difficult environment set up, settings to make that work, spreading your load against across multiple servers to run your tests. I think that's better done by Selenium, for instance, which can be scaled very nice. So that's one thing I don't, which is difficult with the current implementation of Water and what's in, I guess. What else don't I like? I think the dialog handling within what's in at this moment is okay, but not nice enough. I'm talking about the pop-up boxes, which are generated by JavaScript alerts or confirm situations or downloading files or uploading or something. We created a solution within Watin to handle those dialogues, and it works okay, but it isn't as stable as I would like it to be. So could improve there as well. Yeah.
What would you like to see in the future versions?
Well, I would like for Watin, I would like the Firefox stuff to work well. I hope we can accomplish that, because I'm seeing also problems there with the pop-up dialogues that are that should be automated, like the login dialogues and so forth. Currently, we have link support for the .NET environment. Link is a new feature introduced with .NET 3.5. And we have some support at this moment, and I'm also researching if we could create a link provider to more directly integrate with this new technology. So that's something that is on my wish list. Well, Silverlight development and testing of Silverlight applications is something I would like to include in Watin in the future as well. So that's my short wish list.
Have you used other flavors of Water, like Safari Water or?
No, neither. I've only played with Water, and I haven't. I've played a bit with Fire Water, but the other versions I haven't seen. I've only read about them in the mailing list.
Have you used other tools like Selenium?
I gave Selenium a look, and I backed off it quite quickly because of the difficult setup environment, the server you need, and all that stuff, and because I didn't actually like the API very much. It is too simplistic in my preference. I think with Water and Watin we have a more rich API than Selenium has. But well, as I said before, Selenium does have its pros as well. So those were the test tools I've used for web testing. Yeah.
Have you built any other tools for testing except Wotin?
Yeah, I've written a tool to receive emails, so you could test the contents of an email during your test. So it also has to do with integration tests. You in your application, it's typical that you send out emails, and you need to intercept those emails to see if the person is addressed right and that stuff, and if the context of the email is correct and so on. So I've written an application for that as well, but it isn't open source. No other test applications I've written, no.
That would be all for today. Do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, I hope we can collaborate between the projects more than we did until now. I've chatted occasionally with Brett, some mail exchange, but that wasn't that much. And well, I think it would be profitable for both projects to be more in touch with one another, I guess. Yeah. So that's a hope I have, and it's maybe difficult to realize, but it would be nice. And further on, I think people should pick whatever a testing tool they like. There's no way that I'd like to my Wotin better than Wotier or Selenium or anything else. I think people should pick the tool that fits them best, and I hope I can help them with a .NET version of a nice framework they can use. So,
Do you have a website or a Twitter account?
The website is you can go to www.wotin.net or go to the SourceForge site and look up the Wotin project over there. No. And I have a blog, a personal blog. It's called Wotin and More at blogspot.com. So there is information about writing code with Wotin.
No Twitter account?
No Twitter account, no.
Yeah, because I have a Twitter account for Wotin Podcast, and I link to the people I talk.
Okay.
No. Thank you a lot.
Thank you for the invitation, and thanks for having me on your podcast, and good luck with the next shows.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for listening to the Wotin Podcast. Our website is wotinpodcast.com. You can find Jeroen at wotinandmore.blogspot.com. Wotin is at wotin.net. Wotin Test Recorder is at wotintestrecord.sourceforge.net. Music at the beginning and the end is from the Nightfall Project. If you like it, go to thenightfallproject.com. My site is željkofilipin.com. And we have a sponsor. Nice people from Watercraft are paying for the hosting, so I don't have to. Go to www.watercraft.com to learn more. All links are in episode show notes.